Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Caroline Palmer from the Comment and Analysis Desk. Who will be Iran's next supreme leader? The 77-year-old Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is in relatively good health, but there is already intense maneuvering by political groups seeking to position themselves to influence the succession when the time comes, says Najmeh Bozorgmeh. Reformists, hardliners, the elite Revolutionary Guards, the clerics in the holy cities and others are all preparing the ground for battle in the Islamic Republic.
The final judgment may rest with God, but there is a lot of maneuvering in Tehran to influence the decision on who will be Iran's next supreme leader. There is no public succession plan for the most powerful position in the Islamic Republic, which has been entrusted since 1989 to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Discussion of the subject is all but forbidden, while the 77-year-old remains active, delivering speeches and attending long military parades. Nonetheless, Iran's landmark deal with the U.S. and other major powers to scrap its nuclear program, triggering a lifting of sanctions imposed on the country since 2011, is being interpreted by many in Tehran in terms of what it might mean for a post-Khamenei Iran and who might run the country in the future. Reformists want to build on the progress they believe has been made by the centrist Hassan Rouhani, president since 2013, and are pushing for a moderate candidate. Hardliners are determined to do all in their power to stop them. A large number of other interests, from the Revolutionary Guards to the clerics in the holy cities of Qom and Mashhad, will have a say. Some are even privately suggesting that the possession introduced after the 1979 Islamic Revolution to have a senior cleric in charge of the country may no longer be necessary, raising questions over the future of the theocratic state. One senior reformist politician says the nuclear agreement has rocked Iran's political establishment. Succession has become a bigger worry than before. No major development can happen in Iran without the supreme leader's backing. His authority underpins much of life in the Republic, from the economy to family planning and education. There would not have been a nuclear deal without his agreement, but he remains wary of U.S. intentions and, according to those close to him, he is opposed to being replaced by anyone who might leave the door open to Washington, still regarded as the country's arch enemy, to increase its influence in the country and undermine Islamic rule. The battle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to be the next U.S. president is being watched intently in Tehran. Reformists believe Mrs. Clinton would pursue further implementation of the deal, but see Mr. Trump's unpredictability and anti-Iran rhetoric as useful to hardliners who want to portray themselves as hawks who can stand up to the U.S. A relative of Ayatollah Khamenei says, Rouhani and his team want to use the shock of the nuclear agreement to push for fast economic and political reforms with the help of the U.S. But the supreme leader is wary that this rush would make the system vulnerable to U.S. infiltration. Ayatollah Khamenei rarely cries during public speeches, so when state media showed him bursting into tears at a meeting of the Experts Assembly, the clerical body tasked with choosing his successor should he die during its 8-year term, viewers found it shocking. He told the senior clerks at the March meeting, "Infiltration into Iran's political system is a serious plot by Americans. This infiltration has targeted officials to make decisions that the U.S. pursues and make people change belief in political Islam." The speech to the Experts Assembly and others made by the Supreme Leader this year have been interpreted as a sign that the succession has become an even heavier burden on him since the completion of the nuclear deal with the US, United Kingdom, France, Russia, China, and Germany. Observers say his anxiety is driven by fears over the impact that the accord could have on Iran's political and economic structure and its subsequent choice of supreme leader. The possession of velayat faqih, or supreme jurisprudence, was created by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, the republic's founder, but it has been occupied for all but 10 years of the Islamic Republic's life by Mr. Khamenei. It allows a senior cleric to rule in the absence of Prophet Muhammad. The supreme leader is tasked with defending the oppressed in the Islamic world against the oppressor, the U.S. and Israel in this version of history. That role has been central to Ayatollah Khamenei's reign, which has seen Iran's regional influence grow dramatically. But some question whether the country, politically and socially, has outgrown the need for such a role. Some reformists say it should be the votes of the people that matter, and that the country's political structure, dominated as it is by the supreme leader, lags behind democratic and secular movements demanding the right to choose candidates in national elections, the prosecution of corrupt businessmen linked to the ruling system, and the lifting of restrictions such as the obligatory wearing of the hijab. Hardliners, in contrast, believe that the votes are only a measure of public opinion. Therefore, a supreme leader, who they say is selected by senior clerics in the experts' assembly only after they find out who is appointed by God, is not obliged to follow public demands. Iran's top leader allows reformists and hardliners to coexist, and some argue that he plays them off one another. Yet reformist politicians concede that his speeches show he is determined that their camp should not be able to influence the succession. That has not, however, deterred senior reformists led by former presidents Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, a centrist, and Mohammad Khatami. Both are under pressure from hardliners not to play a role in Iran's politics, but they have so far ignored it. Given his relative good health, the search for a successor might not be urgent. But the factions are calculating that they need to position themselves to have any hope of influencing the decision once he dies. One reformist says, "Today's fighting is for the fateful day when the supreme leader dies, but it is not clear that the person who has a chance today will still have the same chance when that day comes." Mr. Khamenei will have a pivotal role in deciding his successor. But the economy and Iran-US relations will also be critical. What worries the supreme leader, say people close to him, is that his death should come at a time when reformists are strong in Tehran and a democratic president is in the White House. That, he fears, would open the way for greater US involvement in Iran. He therefore welcomes tensions between the two countries as useful. Continued criticism of the U.S.'s role in the Middle East has undermined implementation of the nuclear deal and slowed much-needed foreign investment. While thousands of memorandums of understanding have been signed with Western entities, few major contracts have been concluded. Low oil prices since 2014 and years of sanctions have only added to the problems of a stagnating economy and made tackling problems like youth unemployment, officially at 26%, a huge task. One Iranian economist warns, "Unemployment is a time bomb in Iran, in particular when people think they are systematically being deprived of their national wealth." Mr. Rouhani clearly sees the deal as a way to kickstart internal reform. Earlier this year, he said, Barjam 1, the Farsi acronym for the nuclear deal, is finished and now it's time to implement Barjam 2 at home. Such sentiments horrify hardliners. Despite the support of powerful bodies, including the Revolutionary Guards and the judiciary, they have suffered setbacks, losing seats in the parliament and the expert assembly in the weeks after the deal came into force in January. According to one reformist politician, the hardliners are like a defeated army that can only destroy Rouhani's railway so that it does not lead to cooperation with the West. The Supreme Leader has not hidden his disapproval of the liberal reforms Mr. Rouhani and allies are pursuing, taking the president to task in a series of public speeches this year. In a clear response to the president's call for a domestic Barjam, Ayatollah Khamenei said that it was part of the US's plot to push for Barjam 2, 3, and so on, with an ultimate goal of changing the constitution. Mr. Rouhani, fearing the loss of his position according to reformist analysts, subsequently toned down his speeches. And last week, he asked his controversial pro-reform culture minister Ali Jannati in what many analysts consider part of new efforts by the two leaders to curb political tensions. One former senior reformist official says, if Mr. Rouhani had continued to drive in that gear, he could have even anticipated a premature end of his presidency when the gap widens between the president who runs the country's daily affairs and the supreme leader who leads the ideology, then concerns grow over the future of the system. The Rouhani camp insists that Iran could attract at least $50 billion annually in foreign investment to provide jobs and boost an economy starved of cash. But the supreme leader is more circumspect. He advocates what he calls an economy of resistance, which Iranian and foreign observers interpret as limited tolerance toward overseas money coming in. A senior Western diplomat in Tehran says, Khamenei wants foreign investment to help generate jobs, but he does not want to open up the country for everyone to have a market share. European companies are aware that Iran will modernize only at a digestible speed. The hardliners insist that no major reforms are needed. Thanks to Ayatollah Khamenei's leadership, they argue, Iran has become a regional superpower and a major player in Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon. But they fear this role is threatened by Mr. Rouhani's foreign policies, which they say will lead to an eventual surrender to the US. Amir Mohibbian, a conservative analyst, says, those who draft strategies are thinking of how Iran can be a powerful player within the next 50 years, during which the Muslim population of Europe will become more active, Daesh or ISIS would disappear, and Saudi Arabia would have no wealth. The guards believe it's their duty to carry out the top leader's foreign policies. The Rouhani government has not challenged the elite force over regional issues, but it has tried to curb its massive business interests, estimated by analysts to exceed $100 billion in value and stretch from telecoms to construction, oil and gas, which discourage international companies from investing and undermine the country's private sector. The guards have had their wings clipped under Mr. Rouhani, but it has come at a cost, making the military more hostile to the government. Ayatollah Khamenei has also responded to pressure to curb the guards' political influence by banning it from interfering in national elections in guidelines he approved this month. One reformist says, the supreme leader's move means he's preventing the possibility of a coup attempt by forces who listen to him but may not listen to his successor. The guards are gradually being pushed back to garrisons while they remain strong as a military force. No outstanding candidate has yet emerged. There has been speculation that the guards prefer Mojtaba Khamenei, the second eldest son of Iran's supreme leader. The family member says, Ayatollah Khamenei is very much against making his position inheritable, but if there is no one else, such a decision is not impossible. The reformist candidates could include Mr. Rouhani himself and Hassan Khomeini, the grandson of Ayatollah Khomeini. But some argue that the leadership issue goes beyond names. A senior reformist says, "The main problem is lack of a constructive dialogue inside the regime to find an alternative to the supreme leader's position that helps the Islamic Republic survive. Ayatollah Khamenei still does not believe that we need to make fundamental reforms and alter his position." The toughest days of his reign came after the 2009 election, when thousands protested in the streets to challenge the allegedly fraudulent re-election of the leader's preferred candidate, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. About 100 people died. At the time, Mr. Khamenei said he was ready to sacrifice what he called his disabled body for the survival of the Islamic Republic. The senior reformist warns, "We are worried about the possibility of chaos post-Ayatollah Khamenei. Authorities successfully suppressed the generation which poured into the streets in 2009. How about the next generation? Is there any guarantee that they would be silenced so easily?"
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Okay.